Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration again this morning, Lord. Just keep our mind on you and all your beauty, because it's in you we live and move and have our being and find our peace and our joy and our faith, which aligns us up with your heart and your faith to be a blessing, because we are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning is Ephesians chapter 4, and it's verses 1 to 4.
So I, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. That is, to live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. A life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. With all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and gentleness, maintaining self-control, with patience, bearing with one another, in unselfish love. Make every effort to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace, each individual working together to make the whole successful. There is one body of believers and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when called to salvation.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful just to see, you know, that we must live a life worthy of our calling. And you could never live a life worthy of your calling if you haven't responded to what God called you. When you get into the Word, you in the presence of God, and you taking hold of these great and precious promises, you are seeing what God called you, and then you can respond to that. And that's where, when God favors you, doors open, and you can be the person God made you to be. And just as it's so beautifully in the Amplified, points out this godly character, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. So we are the Jesuses that many people need to see, that wouldn't see it if we didn't see it at first, that we made in the image and likeness of God, which is the image and likeness that Jesus revealed you on planet Earth. And now in union with Jesus, it's Jesus that is the author of our faith and the perfecter of our faith. Our lives exhibit that we are blessed, that we are in the hand of the Lord, and we are His workmanship for good works laid out for us. So as the bride, we declare in word and in deed the goodness that has been made available. And then I just love you at the very end of this encouragement to live a life worthy, not wormly, I'm nothing, because that's not what's happened. God has restored us to everything that He had in mind for us from the beginning. And so then right here at the end, He says there's one body, one spirit, and one hope. And at the end of the day, this is the what God is doing here in the world today. I'm just revealing the wickedness coming out. We've seen how the enemy is out with the Antichrist agendas and real demonic oppression. And it just makes everyone just want to, just not want to, they need to run to the Lord. And then we are the ones that need to stand fast and reveal to all of them that even while they were yet sinners, God united them and saw them in Jesus. He saw them in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And there's a place for them. That's why He made them. Their days were written while there were yet none of them, so they can come out of this deception, out of this lie, out of this evil that is said to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and into the beautiful liberty of the children of God. So you are a picture of the liberty. Let your life be a picture of the liberty and the freedom of the Spirit, and the hope that no eye has seen or ear has heard, God has prepared for those that love Him. So stand fast in this liberty. This is giving God's glory. Yesterday I shared a word about, you know, we've got the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be witnesses. Your power will come in upon me and you will be my witnesses. We know that in Acts 1:8. And then I shared about that you can't witness more than you've seen and heard. And that's so important, that you need to see and you need to hear. And when you see and hear, God is opening up your name to you, the name that He has in heaven for you, the treasures, that you've got a unique destiny to fulfill a purpose here on the earth. And that's what you are called into walk. So He says, I called you by name. He's saying, I've called you to be everything I made you to be. And you can only find that in fellowship, in surrender to the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, and then staying in tune with Him. And the signs and wonders that follow your obedience to God's leading is what sets a mankind free. And then you are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing your part. But it doesn't start with this big, powerful things. It starts off there as babes desire the pure spiritual milk. And then later you grow to young men and women. The word of God abides in you and you've overcome the wicked one. And this is all found in the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And yes, we are coming to a powerful manifestation where God is pleased to reveal His bride. And we need to see it individually and then help the next brother and sister see it, and so that we can all wake up and then be the voice of God, the voice of the bride, the branches bearing much fruit that show we are disciples and show that the Father and the Son love us and they are with us. Our fellowship is with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit we live and move and have our being. Amen.
Amen.